And something that you do every day, if I ask you, do you do it frequently, you say, yes, I, all the time, yes, I.
I do it all the time.
And if you wanted to know whether he does that sort of thing, you'd ask me.
Do you do?
Or if you asked me about him, you'd say.
Oh, does he do it?
Uh-huh. And I'd say, I don't smoke, but he.
He does.
And you say, well, I think that's right, but I'm not.
Sure.
You said, well, I don't know if he did it or not, but people, what he did it, people.
I didn't get.
He may not have done that, but people
think he did.
Uh-huh. And it feels kind of icy outside. You say, well, that ice is hard to walk on. I didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped and I. What? And I like. I didn't fall down, but I slipped and I like.
Like to fail.
Uh-huh. And. You say, well, I don't see why she'd be scared now. She
wasn't then.
Uh-huh. Or she
didn't fall.
Uh-huh. Meaning she, in the past, she wasn't afraid. You'd say she, would you say she didn't used to be afraid, or she used to be afraid, or?
She didn't used to be afraid.
Uh-huh. And something you'd season your food with would be?
Salt, pepper.
Huh?
Salt, pepper.
Uh-huh.
And garlic.
When sugar was sold right out of the barrel, you'd say it was sold. When sugar. It didn't used to be sold in packages. It was sold.
In barrels, yeah.
And you'd say you were buying it.
In the bulk.
Uh-huh. And something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils. You tell somebody just that, just.
Smells good.
Okay. And you say, and you tell someone, would you just, what that, would you just.
Smell this.
And you say, he doesn't live here, he lives.
Over there.
Did you ever say over yonder?
Over yonder, yeah.
And you say he was standing up and then he, what, down?
Fell down.
Or he pulled up a chair and he.
Sit down.
Uh-huh. And you say no one else was standing because they had all.
Sit down.
And the person who kills and sells meat would be called a.
Person that done what?
That kills and sells meat.
Oh, butcher.
And if meat's been kept too long, it doesn't taste right. You'd say that it's
tinted, spoiled.
Uh-huh. What about butter that's been kept too long?
Rancid.
And say, if no one else will look out for them, you say, they've got to look out for. No one else is going to look out for them. You say, he better look out for.
Himself.
Uh-huh. And, or you say, they better look out for.
For him.
Uh-huh. And no one's going to help them. They've got to do that.
Themselves.
And someone who's real easy to get along with, doesn't lose his temper, you'd say that he's.
Good natured.
And. Sam. You say, last. Talking about the words up or down or over, you'd say, last week I went, what, to Houston? Last week I went.
Up to Houston, okay. I'd say.
Why would you say up?
I don't know, it is. That's what I'd say, up.
Uh-huh. What about to McAllen? You'd say I went.
Down.
Uh-huh.
To the south, that's to the north.
Uh-huh. What would you say over about?
Over?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'd say I went over to. Went over to Sinton, I went over to Portland.
Mm-hmm. If someone asks you to go with them someplace and you're not sure you want to, you say, I don't know what I want to go or not. I don't know.
I don't. I'd say I don't believe I want to go.
Or I'm not sure.
I'm not sure I can go.
You say, I don't know what I want to go with you yet. I'm not
sure. Sure, I go.
And if you want someone to go with you, you say, well, I won't go what he goes. If you want him to go with you, you say, I'm not going what he goes to. I'm not going.
If he goes.
Or if you want him to go with you, you say, I'm not going.
Unless he goes.
And you say, before they had the electric chair, murderers were
hanged.
And you say, that man went out and what himself.
And hung himself.
And you say, talking about a vegetable, at least.